Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Enjoy this warm and moist and muggy day. I hope you did. And I am so thankful that each and every one of you decided to join me here on Here's to Your Health. Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. by the 109.9 Penn Station. I still want to say the poetic energy, but it's 109.9 Penn Station every Tuesday. And this is an awesome time for us all to get together and share accurate and thorough information as we health enthusiasts do. I just want to let you know if you have something that you'd like to share tonight, if you'd like to chime in, feel free to do so. Just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I am going to have a guest with me tonight because I'm going to be talking about the wonderful, awesome benefits of Manuka honey. And for those of you that know about Manuka honey, you know that every home should have Manuka honey. And I'm going to have a guest on tonight that actually had the awesome opportunity to benefit from Manuka honey. So that's to come. But first and foremost, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say good evening and thank you for tuning in tonight. This is an awesome time to just, you know, gather together and share information concerning how we can take care of these bodies that God has given us. It's all about divine wisdom, and I am just so thankful and grateful that I am guided by divine wisdom. In the morning, when I'm making my prayer, I always ask God to show me how to take care of this body that belongs to Him. And then I ask Him to provide everything I need in order for me to do it with. Because, see, that's His responsibility. But it's my responsibility to ask. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door it shall be opened unto you. So it's our responsibility to seek and to ask. I don't want to grow old and be sick and be fragile, not if I can help it. I do the best that I can do, and then I let God do the rest. It's up to Him for the rest. But I get good exercise. I drink good water. I drink half my body weight in water every day. I drink me a quart of green drink every day. Well, if not every day, most days. Most days of the week, I drink me a quart, if not more, of green drink, because green drink is chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is awesome for anything that you have going on in the body or just to keep the body clean. Chlorophyll, I mean, chlorophyll is the basis of all plant life. It's the blood of the plant, and it's found in green vegetables, fruits, grasses, sprouts, and indoor greens. Chlorophyll is condensed sun energy. That's what it is. As condensed sun energy, it's the world's greatest body protector and healer. Why aren't you drinking green drink? I mean, this is something so simple that we can do every day. As you know, we never think about giving the body what it actually needs in order to survive. You know, I heard a song come on. I was somewhere. I was walking through someplace, and I heard this song come on, and it says, it's hard out here for a pimp or something like that. And I was thinking to myself, I laughed when I heard it, but I was thinking, it's hard for our body. You know, our bodies have such an awesome responsibility of keeping us mobile, keeping us moving. Shouldn't we want to give it all the help that we can in order to do it? Did you know that chlorophyll converts the sun's energy in the plant and is almost identical to human blood, hemoglobin? Did you know that? That's why I tell you guys every week, go to my website. Click on recipes and get the recipe for the green drink. It is so absolutely simple. All you have to do is take mixed baby greens, take you a handful, whatever your hand size is. That's the way we did it back in the Garden of Eden. We didn't have no one cup and two cups. Take a handful of greens, put it in the blender. Take 4 cups of water and blend it, and then drink it. That's all you have to do. Isn't that simple? Did you know that chlorophyll cleanses and rebuilds the bloodstream more efficiently than a transfusion? And that's exactly what the green drink is. It's chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, when fed to animals, it exposed the lethal doses of radiation that has prevented cancer and premature death. when fed to animals exposed to lethal doses of radiation, has prevented cancer and premature death. That's how awesome Miss Chlorophyll is. Used in abundance in your diet, it is the best protection against radiation and disease. It's a natural deodorizer. You know, do you know that some days of the week I don't even put on deodorant? And I don't smell anything. I was just telling my sister in Christ the other day, I have a bottle of deodorant in my cabinet. And you know how my kids say I'm anal about different things? I am. On the day that I opened this deodorant and started using it, which was April the 10th, I wrote it on the top of it because I just want to know how long it lasts. This is July. We're going into August. And I still have over a half a bottle of this roll-on natural deodorant because I don't even have to use it every day. I'm talking about when I'm in the gym working out, you know, on the ellipticals and weight training and different things. I'm wet, yes, I perspire, but I can lift my arm and sniff, and there's nothing there. It's because of all this chlorophyll that I'm putting in my body. Chlorophyll used in abundance, don't y'all forget this, in your diet is the best protection against radiation and disease. It's a natural deodorizer. It fights decay in the body, and it slows the aging process. I'm telling you, it's helpful for conditions such as anemia, low blood, arthritis, asthma, hay fever, sinus, gout. Do you hear what I'm saying, y'all? Health enthusiasts, do you understand what I'm saying? It's good for bronchitis, for sinus, all kinds of allergies. Emphysema, high blood pressure, nosebleeds, hemorrhoids, miscarriages. It's a good source of vitamin K. Now, if you're on a blood thinner, you want to be watchful of the vitamin K, and all you do is you let your doctor know that you're drinking a green drink, and he'll monitor your prothiodontic time and possibly end up taking you off the medication. So you let him know that I'm drinking a green drink. And if he asks you why, tell him because I want to come off this poison. Well, don't tell him like that. You know, don't tell him like that, but tell him that your hope is coming off the blood thinner. So you want him to monitor you. And that's exactly what he'll do. Or sometimes they may tell you, well, no, I don't want you taking that. What is it exactly? Tell him exactly what it is and tell him, no, I'm going to take it. But I'm going to come to you so you can monitor me. And eventually, hopefully, we can end up getting me off of this medication. I was watching, what movie was that? I think it was Healing Cancer from the Inside Out. And one of the ladies, or Food Inc., one of them, I watched so many documentary films like that. But the young lady was saying that she works in a dialysis center. And she was saying that after she had got on the protocol that Dr. Esselstein got her on, you know, Dr. Esselstein, he's the heart a cardiologist specialist. He's got the book out that's called Reversing Coronary Heart Disease and Preventing It, Dr. Cordell Esselstein. And he was saying that, she said that she was diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure. I mean, this she was talking about how bad she felt, and after she got on his program, and you know what it was? It consisted of no medication. It consisted of eating different fruits and vegetables and things like that. This, when she went back to her doctor said that she was doing so well. Her blood sugar and everything was so well, and she said, she asked the doctor, she said, well, that's a good thing, isn't it? And she said, the doctor said, yeah, but this food you're eating and this guy you're going to, what is he trying to do? Get you off of your diabetes medication? And she said, yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to do. And she said she was so surprised by that, but don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if the medical establishment is not all gung-ho because they see results that you're getting from something other than medicine. Okay? Don't be surprised. But you have got to take control of your own health. You know, I tell you guys every week, if you don't pay attention to your health today, your health will demand your attention tomorrow. Because a lot of times I hear people say, well, you know, I just haven't had a chance to go to the doctor. I haven't had a chance to do this. Oh, I don't get a chance to exercise. You know what? That's pathetic. Any time you take care of everybody else, but you don't get a chance, listen, let me share something with you. I have a friend that told me once, he said, Sproul, let me tell you something. You don't want to end up in the hospital. He said, because for the first week, you got people running and out, everybody coming to see you. The second week, maybe half of that is coming. By the third week, maybe you got one or two. He said, but within, if you're still in there in a month, you on the phone calling people saying, hey, where y'all at? You know, it is really so, I don't know the word for it, to take care of everybody else, be concerned, but not concerned about yourself. Because, honey, if you get down and out, who's going to be at your beck and call? It's just something, it makes common sense. Even when you're on the airplane, when the flight attendant is sharing the information concerning anything happening and the little airbag drops down off the seat, what is the first thing she says? She says, take the mask and put it on your face first. Put your mask on first before you attempt to help somebody else. You know what? It just makes perfect sense to take care of yourself. Because, yeah, we think, you know, we have children and we have grandchildren and we have neighbors and sisters and brothers and, oh, you know, they'll be there. For real? Listen, baby, life goes on. Just like they're busy taking care of themselves now, you know, you let something happen to you. I'm sure somebody will be there sometime. But it's hard, okay? I've seen it happen. So with that being said, chlorophyll is also good for hardening of the arteries, for tooth decay, peptic ulcers, and fighting any kind of infections. It's an awesome infection fighter. That's why we should get it into us every day. It's as easy as going to Kroger's or Costco. Start asking people. Do you have a Costco card? And if they say yes, say, listen, can you either take me to Costco's or next time you go to Costco's, can I give you $4.49 and you get me a big container of those organic mixed baby greens? Or either Kroger's have them. Kroger's have the smaller size for like 3-something and the larger size for like 6-something. That's why I say it pays to be cost-effective. All you got to do is ask people. You know, ask for what you want, and you'd be surprised how you'll get it. People don't mind helping you. People will help you if you just open your mouth and say, listen, do you know anybody have a Costco card? Well, I don't have one, but I got a sister have one. Why? You know, and just let them know. I just want to get some, can I give you the money? And the next time you go, you maybe pick me up one. That's all you have to do. Chlorophyll is also good for drugs and any kind of chemical toxins in the skin, in the edema. It's a powerful diuretic. You got problems with swelling in your feet and in your hands. You know, you feel swollen. Is it hard to button them pants? Green drink, chlorophyll. It eliminates retained water. That's swelling, okay? It's good for the bowel, the colon, any kind of gas pain. If you got gas pains in your abdomen, you drink you some green drink, and before you know it, you farting all over everywhere, or shall we say, passing gas. Okay? And like I said, it's a body deodorizer. It helps to neutralize unused radiation and electricity. It's a super green. It's just awesome. I can't say enough about it. You know, kale. If sometime at night I like to make me a kale smoothie before going to bed. And ooh, don't I sleep like a baby. I'm telling you the truth. So I just want to share that. I just want to share that little bit about chlorophyll with you. And listen, before we go any further, let me give you my affirmation today. My affirmation simply says, I love my body. Do you stand in the mirror during the course of the day and just say, I love you? I do. Whenever I pass the mirror, I stop and I just look myself in the mirror and I say, I love you, Doris. I love you very much. Do you do that? Because it's important. And you know what? It may be a little hard at first if you look at yourself and say, I love you. You may not really want to look, but look in your eyes. If I'm not feeling well, if something, sometimes if I go to the gym and I lift too much and I got a sore muscle or something, I'll rub that muscle and I'll look myself in the eyes and say, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry you're not feeling well, but I'm doing all I can, all I know how to do to make you feel better. Tell me what you need. Show me what you need to help you feel better. And you'd be surprised during the course of the day how you will automatically, you'll be walking past something and you'll say, ooh, and you just feel a urge like, you should get that, you know? That's exactly what happens. So my affirmation today is, I love my body. I love my body. I create peacefulness in my mind, and my body reflects this peacefulness as perfect health. I feel good. I feel great. I feel awesome. I feel outstanding. And that's exactly how it is. Well, moving right along, you know, sometimes I look and it seems like the time is just standing still when we do the show, and then sometimes I look around and I say, wow, before you know it, it's 9:30, and then after that, it's time to say good night. But let's move on a little bit. I want to talk to you concerning some herbs that are really useful for lowering high blood pressure. And these herbs are really good because they are effective, and that is exactly what we want. So I hope you got your pencils and paper ready because I'm going to give you some herbs for lowering blood pressure, also for high cholesterol, for high blood sugar, you know, for people that's dealing with any kind of diabetes-type issues, and also for building immunity, okay? And if we have enough time, I'm going to give you some herbs for female problems, okay? So let's get started. Okay, some herbs that I think are awesome for lowering the blood pressure is, for number one, garlic. Garlic is antibiotic. It has antibacterial properties. It's good for any kind of bowel disorders. It lowers the blood pressure, and it's an awesome CoQ10 source. Garlic. Black cohosh is another. Black cohosh is not only a poison antidote, but it's good for any kind of female hormone issues. It lowers the blood pressure. It promotes normal hair growth. It's also antispasmodic. It's a sedative. It supports the adrenal gland function. And if you're the type of person that you're going through any kind of stressful situation, your adrenals take a hit, so you may want to make a note of black cohosh and get you some black cohosh. It's good for any type of allergic reaction because it is a poison antidote. Another is catnip. Catnip is a stimulant. It's a tonic. It's also antispasmodic. It normalizes the blood pressure, and it decreases the desire for cigarettes. So if you know somebody and they keep saying, well, ooh, I need to quit smoking, but I just can't. We all know that's a bunch of stuff, but in the event, tell them if you really want to stop smoking and you really want to do it, get you some catnip because it decreases the desire for the cigarettes. It's also, it dispels any kind of abdominal gas. If you got gas, if you're eating something and you got abdominal gas, it will dispel it. It removes any kind of congested fat. It's good for cholesterol and triglycerides and waste material deposits from the blood. It gets it out. This is what it does, okay? Now, HT combo, this is another awesome herb. It's a heart tonic. It also nourishes and strengthens the heart, and it's a form of oral chelation. That means that it removes any kind of deposits or metallic metals or anything like that that's in the blood. It'll get it out. And these are herbs that you should keep on hand, one or the other, for blood pressure, lowering blood pressure. Garlic, black cohosh, catnip, HT combo, that's heart tonic combination, okay? For cholesterol, if you're dealing with high cholesterol, you may want to consider OCM. OCM is an oral chelation herb. It removes from the blood vessels the undesirable congested fats, much like the HD combo. It lowers cholesterol, triglycerides, and the waste material deposit. Another good herb for high cholesterol is flax. Flax is also wonderful for ulcers and for cholesterol and or triglyceride reduction. It cleans the arteries, and it's also a contact healer. So that's flax. Another one is lecithin. Lecithin dissolves cholesterol and fat. It dissolves fat deposits around the eyes and throughout the body. It cleanses arteries and veins. It repairs the kidneys. It insulates the brain and the nerves, and it's good for helping to repair that brain-nerve cell talk. It restores the reproductive fluid, and it is powerful. It's lecithin. So the high cholesterol herbs are OCM, flax, and lecithin. For any kind of high blood sugar, these are the herbs that you want to consider. Golden seal. Golden seal is a tonic. It's an alterative. That means it works on the whole body system. There's another herb that I talk about frequently that's an alterative. That's a body alterative. What is that? It's alfalfa. Okay, so golden seal. Golden seal. It's an antibiotic. It's even used for dyeing clothes. The yellow dye for dyeing clothes, the golden seal. You can use golden seal to dye clothes. It's good for varicose veins. It's good for any kind of infections of the veins, any kind of diabetic problem. Another is yarrow. Yarrow is a bulinary herb. That means it's a healer. It's a stimulant. It's a tonic. It's good for incontinence. And it's good for any kind of, you've heard of Bright's disease. That's when the large bubbles appear on the surface of your urine when you pee and you look in the toilet and you see these big bubbles. That's what that is, Bright's disease. It's a diuretic. If you're retaining fluid, it's good for high blood sugar, It is awesome for high, for lowering high blood sugar or balancing the blood sugar. Another is lapacho. Lapacho is used for bad cells. You know, that's what we relate to cancer in the naturopathic realm. It's nothing but bad cells. It's good for bad cells, and it's a bad cell preventative. I would suggest getting you some lapacho and taking you a dropper of it every other day, once a week, because it also prevents bad cells, okay? And in South America, it's been used for years. In fact, that's where it hails from. It repairs any kind of genetic disorders. Another herb that's powerful for to use in the balancing or lowering of high blood sugar, is blueberry leaf. It's good for diabetes, for any kind of urinary complaints, any kind of fluid retention. It's a blood-building tonic. So if you know somebody that's suffering, stand that they have anemia or anything like that, any kind of anemic problem, then tell them to get them some blueberry leaf. It is awesome. And you know the herbs for building immunity is astragalus, because it's a powerful immune system builder. It helps the body, the liver, to produce its own interferon. If you know somebody that's dealing with hepatitis or anything like that, tell them to get on that astragalus. It improves the appetite. It expels poison. It strengthens the ability to digest. It repairs even chronic lung problems. It reduces fluid swelling. It provides energy by being an adrenal gland nutrient, and it increases circulation. Another one is bee pollen. Bee pollen is an excellent source of energy. In fact, I can't take too much of it, and I have to take it really early in the day, because if I don't, all night long, I am awake, I can't sleep, you know. So those are some of the better ones. Also, Boneset is a herb that's excellent for any kind of viral flu, any kind of fever. It builds immunity. It's another good interferon production, bone set. For any kind of allergies, you want to look into Yerba Santa combination, because it's excellent for any kind of lung congestion, any kind of asthma, laryngitis, bronchitis, that sort of thing, mucus or fluid in the lungs or throat. Yerba Santa. Also, Indian tobacco and mullein. All right? Those are some of the herbs for building immunity. Another one is oil of cajeput. You can apply it externally to kill any kind of fungus and infections, bites, insects, parasites, poisons, anything like that, allergies, pain, sprains, and aches, sore injury, cold, coughs, and flus, even if you have a stopped-up nose. You know, any kind of canker sore or cold sores, it expels pus and mucus. It's good for earaches and headaches and head lice, any kind of yeast problems. For you females that's on the line tonight, if you know somebody that has a yeast infection and, you know, you get that mucusy white discharge, tell them to get them some oil of cajeput and douche with it, and it is gone. It kills it immediately. It's good for swollen breath, any kind of venereal disease. Ain't God awesome? You see what I'm saying? Ain't God awesome? These herbs are God's herbs. He put those here. Any kind of female problem, blue cohosh, chase tree berry, Don Quai, and wild yam. Let me tell you a little bit about wild yam. Wild yam is good for balancing the hormones. It's an excellent zinc source. It's used for the fertility of women. It's a natural progesterone. It prevents the onset of some bad cells, some cancer. Remember I said that's what we call cancer in the naturopathic realm. We just call it bad self. It's good for diarrhea, any kind of discharge, and extreme dehydration, you know, or that even in death, you know. If a person is close to death, you can use some wild yam, and if there's still life in that body, they're going to come back. So just remember that. It can be taken throughout pregnancy to prevent miscarriage and other problems. That's wild yam. So those are just some of the herbs I wanted to share with you tonight. But, you know, as I mentioned when we first started, I wanted to tell you a little bit about manuka honey. Manuka honey is so powerful, you guys. I can't say enough about it. I really can't, because it is so, as far as healing a healer, that is exactly what manuka honey is. It is a healer. And there's so much to be said about it until I don't even know where to begin. I really don't. Because if you have a wound that just will not heal, then this is what you want to look for. You want to get you some manuka honey. And with that being said, I have a guest on with me tonight that has experienced the firsthand healing effects of manuka honey. And he's coming to us from San Francisco, California. And I'd like to just introduce and present to some. Good evening, Chef Yaku, in the house tonight.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you? Excellent. How are you tonight, son?
I'm good.
Yeah,
real good.
It's good to have you with us.
Just got done with a nice day at work.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Nice day at work. That is awesome when you can hear somebody say that. Listen, I was just telling my listening audience tonight, son, about the firsthand experience you had with the manuka honey. So if you could just briefly tell us, first of all, why did you use the manuka honey? What was the situation that was going on?
Okay. Well, first of all, I had maybe a ingrown hair on my knee that I just went over time. You know, regular ingrown hair, you mess with it, you go about your day. And I think that the sweat from my pants, being a chef, I'm always running around cooking. I think the sweat caused it to get infected. And I needed to get that abscess that had grown under my skin. I needed to get it, like, cut into and drained and it's a long process. It's a pretty grimy process, but part of the major healing to that process was the manuka honey. I used the manuka honey took Q-tips, and I actually almost, like, fed the manuka honey down into the wound. And I would say after a couple of days, I started to notice and also feel a difference and a change in the cut and how healthy it was looking. And the fact that I noticed that it was almost forcing a lot of that pus and that bruised blood out of my knee. As I started to put more and more manuka honey on it and around it, it was forcing the pus, almost like removing the infection out of my knee. I was starting to have a lot of drainage when as I was applying the manuka honey, and that's what I used as opposed to the antibiotics that I was given from the hospital. I used the manuka honey the rest of the way, and it totally healed it up. Right now I have a little scar there, but it's absolutely healed.
So when did you see the results of the manuka honey? How long after you applied it to the wound did you actually see results?
I would say actually a couple of days, because I noticed that I would apply it to the wound and I would cover it with the gauze pad. And one or two days after I started applying it, I noticed how much drainage I had and how much it was starting to drain, and the swelling was going down, and how it was, you know, how I knew that was one of the main factors in the healing process of my knee.
That, in fact, I think it was the day after, because I remember you sending me a text message and you said, "This manuka honey is the F." And I said, wow, is that good or is it bad? You know, and you said it was good, and you say you could actually see the difference, you know, overnight. And I was like, yeah, I knew it was good. But I was really glad because I'm gonna post those pictures on my website before and after, because when I first saw that womb, I was like, OMG. But it really helped you, huh?
It helped me a lot, and that actually started that kind of this whole process with what happened with my leg is what got Manuka Honey a constant thing into my house, because now I use it for any chest congestion with my son. I have a 2-year-old son. Anytime we hear any type of cough or any type of sniffle coming from him, he's instantly getting Manuka Honey and water mixture. And it seems like we've avoided so many days of having to stay off work or anything like that for the simple fact of Manuka Honey. I've used it for a toothache after I had had a root canal. I used the Manuka Honey to gargle it with water, like dilute it with water and gargle it all in my mouth. And I noticed how it helped the healing process with that. You know how simple it was, and when I first bought it, I went online just to check it out, see what people were saying about it, and a lot of people were saying that you're not supposed to give a child honey before a year old. A lot of people were giving testimony saying that from the day they brought their kids home, they were giving them teaspoons of Manuka Honey every day.
That's it. Exactly.
And it's powerful. It's something that I feel it's something that needs to be in every single household. I think people should keep some travel with them. It's just one of those products that you won't never believe what it does for you until you do it. You won't believe that the power that this Manuka Honey has until you actually have a cut or infection or something that you have to use it on, and you notice that time, how that time almost gets cut in half of your healing and how it feels pain. And I even mentioned to my wife a couple of times that it feels like a tickling sensation. I don't know if I was just bugging out, but it kind of felt like it was in there fighting, like it was in there. It was the army that I called in to do the fighting, and it felt like it was.
Wow.
It worked. I'm one of those people that I'm not a skeptic, you know, but I'll give anything a try, and a Manuka Honey is something that I stand by.
That is awesome. So listen, how did you find out about this awesome Manuka Honey?
Well, I can't remember that story quite. No, I found out from you, Mom, the second I called you and told you that I was experiencing this problem with my knee. You instantly told me about the Manuka Honey, and I called you back the day after and was a little mad at you because you had not previously told me about the Manuka Honey.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. But, you know, it's funny you talk about the little biting thing in the honey. That's because Manuka Honey has hydrogen peroxide, and it has an insulin-like effect and promotes wound healing. That little biting, that's what it is. And it was really awesome to hear you say that, because I've heard people say it's almost like you can feel it like eating away, or I don't know what the word is. You know what I'm saying? But it is so awesome, and I concur with you, son. I mean, I think everybody should keep Manuka Honey in their cabinet. It should be in the arsenal of the things that we need in order to help the body heal itself.
Definitely.
So
I think it's something that you should use it on everything until it doesn't work on something.
All right.
I mean,
there it is. Can you say that again?
It's totally a product that you should use it until it doesn't work. Use it for something until it doesn't work. I mean, I like to cook with it now. We do not have any regular honey in our house, and even though it's a little bit more expensive, it is 100% worth anything you pay for Manuka Honey.
There you go. There you go.
Full.
There you go. Yes, it is. I truly concur with you, son, because it's so amazing, because it is antibacterial and rapidly clears infecting bacteria, including antibiotic resistant strains of bacteria. I mean, there are some strains of bacteria. That's why this doctor started using it on the MRSA, the flesh-eating bacteria. And he used Manuka honey on that. And it healed that wound up. So, I mean, and if anybody has seen this MRSA, the flesh-eating bacteria, that is one thing, oh, my goodness. It leaves a wound that looks like a volcano. And you can see it, like, pulsating. And it's puffy when it touches. It's like it's breathing. And when it touches and comes apart, it's it's terrible. But I really appreciate you dropping in tonight and telling us about it. What's going on with Chef Yaku in San Francisco? What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm currently working on a blog, a food blog for food fulfillment blog. So that'll be out soon. I'll be releasing stuff for that soon. Working on some catering things right now, and also in a process of doing filming for a show that'll be on NBC coming out in the fall. It'll be called Food Fighter, so everybody look out for that on NBC prime time. And just doing big things, trying to feed the world one person at a time.
All right, that's awesome, son. Well, you got to come back on right before your show airs, and so you can bring everybody up to speed on it, so we can all be tuned in up front and center on the night, that the show airs.
Will do, will do.
Okay, well, thanks so much for dropping in, and
tell
Judith and Angel that Granny loves them and Mama loves them so much.
Okay, will do. Everybody have a good night.
Okay, babe, I love you.
Keep listening. Love you too, Mommy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, there you have it, from somebody that knows firsthand what that Manuka honey can do. It can diffuse, it diffuses deeply into skin tissue so that it can reach deep-seated infections. I mean, it's powerful, y'all. I can't say enough about it. When I stumbled across some research because I was researching it for a young man that had an infection on his skin that would not heal. And I told him about it. And check this out. It does not require oxygen, so it can remain effective even when smothered by wounds. And that's what this young man had on his leg. They had to dress it. He had to go back every other day or something like that and get him to take the bed. And he had just mounds and mounds of dressings on this wound. And I was telling him, I said, it'll be perfect for that. He said, but they put so much dressing. I said, it'll be perfect because it doesn't require oxygen. And it cleans the wound. It has a debris effect, a debris-ing effect. And the osmosis effect of honey lifts out the dirt in the wound. That dirt that's deep in there, that is deeply embedded, it lifts that out. It brings that to the surface. Dressings don't stick to the surface of the wound, and it allows you to remove the bandage really easy. It reduces scarring. You heard my son say, you heard Chef Yaku say that he's got a little bitty scar there, but it is all together healed. The honey draws out body fluids. You heard him talking about the drainage of it. It draws body fluids and nutrients to the wound area, and so it assists in cell growth. And it prevents the scar from forming as the wound is kept moist. You see, honey provides nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, and amino acids to the tissue, which in return promotes rapid healing because the honey stimulates tissue regeneration. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? So for those of you that have not been familiar or had an experience experience with Manuka honey, the next time you go to the health food store, get you a little bottle. You don't have to get a great bag. Just get you a little bottle to have on hand for the time that you need it. The acidity of honey releases oxygen from the hemoglobin, new growing cells. And honey stimulates the white blood cells. This is what promotes healing. And like he was talking about that little eating effect, that gnawing, that's the, like I said, it's the hydrogen peroxide in the honey. It's anti-inflammatory. That means the action of honey soothes and promotes healing, and it reduces pain and swelling. It also forms a protective barrier to prevent cross-infection of the wound. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times that's what really do you in. You get cross-infection in the wound site. But this protective barrier helps to prevent any kind of cross-infection in the wound. It also removes the odor of the wound by killing the bacteria. Because have you ever had a wound that was so bad and it was pussy and you could smell it? I mean, it had a stench to it, like decaying flesh. This removes the odor from the wound by killing the bacteria, which produces ammonia. And that's what that smell is. When you have a wound and it's stinky like that, that's because the bacteria produces ammonia. And the honey kills that. It removes that. Honey does not damage the surrounding tissue, and it minimizes the need for grafting. You know, when you have a wound so bad where you have to take a piece of skin from another part of the body and use it for this area, the Manuka honey minimizes a need for grafting. And sometimes you don't even need to be skin grafting. That's how powerful this Manuka honey is. It's just, it's so amazing to know that there's things on this earth that has been placed here by God to help these bodies repair themselves. I, you know what? Sometimes when I'm in the gym and I'm telling the other, my fellow personal trainers some of the things that's, you know, going on in the herb world, they look like I'm reading a book. You know how kids look when you're reading them Little Red Riding Hood? That's how they be looking at me like, what? You know? But it's just something for us to know. There's so much out there that we don't know about. There's so much out there that we haven't seen. But we just have to continue to seek and to ask and to knock. You know, I've always heard when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that's the truth. You can take that to the bank. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I want to know how to take care of this body because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to have to depend on anybody. I want to be able to get up. Listen, let me share this with you before we leave the air tonight. I want you all to do this, and I want you to do it every single day. I want you to get down on the floor without using your hands. Do you hear me? Without using your hands. I want you to get down on the floor. And then without using your hands, I want you to get up off the floor. This indicates what kind of physical condition you're in. Now, let me explain something to you. If you can't do it, you are in a very poor physical condition. If you cannot get up off the floor without using your hands, I'm talking about not even using your hands to push up on your thigh once you get your foot planted on the ground. I'm saying do not use hands, period, in sitting down on the floor and getting up off the floor. And you know what? It's not just once. You should do this every single day. There was a research, I don't have enough time to tell you about it tonight, but there was a research that says that if you cannot do this, you are in really a really poor physical condition. And, you know, a lot of times we hear people say, oh, yeah, I'm healthy, I'm do this, I walk 10 miles, I run 15 miles, I do this and that. Just simply ask them, say, oh, wow, you do? Let me see you sit down on the floor without using your hands. And then let me see you get up without using your hands. Honey, I don't care how good a shape they say they're in. If they cannot do that, they are in a poor physical condition. And that's the truth. We'll talk more about it later. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the research behind it. And do you know a lot of people die because they fall and they can't get up? They cannot get up. You've got to be able to sit down without using your hands and get up without using your hands. You cannot use your hands in any shape, form, or fashion to do any. In other words, you put your hands up by your head, by your face. Don't touch anything. Your hands should not touch anything. And then if you can do that, you're in good physical shape. And then you don't want to have to take all day to do it. You don't want to have to take. You ever seen a kid get up off the floor? Sometimes they can hop up so quick, you'd be like, gone. You know, that's how, because they're agile. That's how we have to be. We can't be so complacent until we can't do for ourselves. The last thing in the world you want to do is be laying somewhere on the floor praying somebody come by so you can holler out loud enough so they can hear you. Listen, I'm just saying all that to say this. Pay attention to your health. Pay attention to your health today, because if you don't, your health will demand your attention tomorrow. And that's the truth. I want you all to know how much I appreciate you being here with me tonight. I'd like to thank my guest again, Chef Yaku out of San Francisco. When that blog is ready, oh, don't worry. I'm gonna post it on my website, and we'll have him back on to talk about it. And to talk about some of the things that he's doing in San Francisco and with his culinary skills. In fact, I told him once, I said, we got to get together and write a book. I could see it. I see the cover of it, us standing back to back, and him got his foods, his meats or whatever he do on his platter, and me with my fruits and vegetables and stuff on mine, and we standing back to back. I think that would be everybody I talk to about. Say, you know what, y'all need to do that. And they always tell me, I can see that. I can see it, you see. And you got to first be able to see it. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you so very much for tuning in to Here's to Your Health tonight with me. Yours truly, Dr. Doris. Dr. D is one of my listeners so affectionately called me. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege. I want you all to get a good night's sleep tonight, sweet dreams. And if the Lord say so, we'll come back next week and we'll do it all over again. I'd like to depart with my departing affirmation for tonight. It says, I experience love wherever I go. Love is everywhere. And I am loving and lovable. Loving people fill my life, and I find myself easily expressing love to others. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Come on back next week, and we'll do it all over again. Good night.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on, I'm coming.
Girl, you better stop flying like that over the floor.